Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an update on drifting fracking waste.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Claire Roth. The owners of four injection wells in Southeast Ohio's Washington County have voluntarily stopped their operations at the request of state regulators. Residents in the area have long had concerns that the oil and gas drilling waste stored in those wells is migrating underground and could contaminate the local drinking water supply. The Ohio Newsroom's Erin Gottsacker spent months reporting on those concerns for a story back in January, and she has a follow-up for us now. Hey, Erin.
Hi, Claire.
So remind us what injection wells are and why so many people near Marietta are concerned about them.
Yeah, well, hydraulic fracturing, which is often called fracking, produces millions of gallons of wastewater. That wastewater has to be disposed of somehow, and generally it's stored deep underground in what are called Class 2 injection wells. Ohio has more than 200 of these wells, mostly concentrated in the eastern half of the state. Washington County alone had 17 of them in 2023, and for comparison, that's one more than the entire state of Pennsylvania had that same year. So some people who live near Marietta, including many on city council, have been growing concerned that there are too many of these wells too close to the city's drinking water supply. And that escalated last year when the state okayed additional wells to be constructed within 2 miles of the city's aquifers. Dee Wells Arnold lives in the area. Here's what she had to say late last year.
If you don't have fresh water, if you don't have clean water, if you don't have safe water, you can't have a community. And I don't think it's worth the risk.
So that's where we left off back in January. Why are four injection wells now voluntarily shutting down?
For years, oil and natural gas producers in Washington County, like Bob Wilson, have been saying wastewater from those injection wells has been migrating underground and getting into their oil and natural gas wells. Since 2019, Wilson says 50 of his wells are now pulling up sludgy wastewater instead of producing oil and gas.
And I'm still losing wells. I've lost two in the last 6 weeks or so. Yeah, they're about to wear me down. I get up and go to work every day, and I can't make a living. I basically pay to go to work every day.
The Buckeye Environmental Network released a report earlier this month documenting rising pressures in several of Wilson's wells, which they say are evidence of migrating wastewater. Around that same time, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, Division of Oil and Gas Resources Management, said the owners of four injection wells agreed to voluntarily stop their operations. And that's after the division notified them that the injection wells were suspected to be impacting nearby oil and gas wells.
Okay, so what happens next?
Well, the ODNR said in a statement that its oil and gas division is working with the injection well owners to come up with a plan to address the issues. That division is also hiring a third-party consultant to examine the possible impact on nearby private water wells. People like Bob Wilson say these actions are too little, too late. His business, he says, has already suffered catastrophic damage that can't be undone.
You got to ask yourself, especially with the ODNR, why is this happening? These people work for us, the taxpaying citizens of the state. Why are they so adamant to give these permits to these out-of-state corporations? You know what I mean?
An organizer with the Buckeye Environmental Network wants the ODNR to go a step further and permanently shut down those four wells and to revoke the permits it gave for those recent additional injection wells close to Marietta's aquifers. The ODNR declined a request for an interview.
Erin Gottsacker, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.